Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is feeling all right. I'm feeling all right. I just had my cup of early morning, first top of the day, green herbal tea. I'm getting away from doing the coffee in the morning, which I had been accustomed to in the a.m. start of the day. So I'm going to be more so conscious to as an option, I prefer, and it's a better choice for me, healthy-wise. I will substitute that, or I will put the coffee aside and start my day with my green, which is much better in the long run. It's much better. And I do still feel that same boost or stimulation that I thought that I would get, that I was getting from the coffee. Actually, I don't feel that anything's lacking in any area. So the only thing that could possibly take effect is that I will feel better, not only momentarily, but on and on, continuously, by eliminating those things that are not useful, not helpful, or helpful to our body, our system. Okay, this is Bridonia at Bridonia's Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly Blog Talk Radio. And those may already be aware that this program will also be available for you to listen to on Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. So if you're not listening early at 6 a.m. when I'm live broadcasting, you can, you know, go on the website, Blog Talk Radio, Google Blog Talk Radio, and come down to Garden of Gethsemane, Church of Gethsemane, and play the archive. We recorded, or we recorded archive program. So now, with that said, call in number again. Well, not again, because I haven't said it yet for today, but right now, the call in number for the guests that should desire or be able to call in is 929-477-2573. Okay? Now, we were talking about having feelings. I was sharing that with you. So I'm going to continue right there. I'm going to go on, move on with having feelings. Let's see, where did I stop at? Where am I going to pick up at? Let's see here. Okay. Bear with me. Alrighty. Thanks. Here it is. The creative menu. And Yahweh said, "Behold, I have given you every herb, bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for me." According to Genesis, first chapter, verse 29. Awareness is increasing that surrounded us. Let me repeat that. Awareness is increasing that surrounded as we are with increasing toxicity in our food and environment. Eating a pure and healthy diet is more important than ever. Yahweh gave the design that the race should eat. It was contrary to his plan to have the life of any cat creature taken. There was to be no death in Eden. The fruit of the trees in the garden was the food that a human body required. A benevolent creator gave them evidence of his goodness and love in providing them with fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts, and in causing to grow out of the ground every variety of tree for usefulness and beauty. It is only after sin that death entered and animals began to eat each other and man began to eat animals. Yahweh gave humanity no permission to eat animal food until after the flood. Everything had been destroyed upon which humans could consist. But Yahweh permitted Noah to eat of the clean animals which he had taken with him into the ark. But animal food was not the healthiest article of food. Okay, furthermore, Yahweh had given definite commands that any meat that was to be eaten should be eaten without any fat or blood remaining. Leviticus, the introduction of meat into the diet, the recorded lifespan of man drastically decreased after the flood. Successive generations average length. In the successive generations after the flood degenerated more rapidly. The average length of life before the flood was 912 years, with after only 350 years. And look in comparison to today. When Yahweh, Israelites, out of Egypt, after 400 years of bondage, he gave them a vegan diet of manna. Exodus 16:35. Yahweh could have easily provided for them flesh instead, but a restriction was placed upon them for their good. It was his purpose to supply them with food better suited for their needs than that to which they had become accustomed to in Egypt. The perverted appetite was to be educated into a healthier state, that they might enjoy the food originally provided for humanity. Fruit of the earth. It was this reason that the Israelites were deprived in a great measure of animal food. The animal flesh and dairy products eaten today are very different from those eaten originally. The animals are no longer raised in their natural environment or given the food nature designed for them to eat. Moreover, the world has never been this polluted and toxins are bioaccumulating in the animals. Today, animals and their byproducts no longer remain safe to eat. Sometimes people stop eating meat and continue eating fish, thinking that it is healthier. Sadly, they are unaware that many times fish have higher levels of pesticides than meat, and that by eating nearly any fish, you expose your body to high levels of mercury that can damage your brain, kidney, and lungs. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration advises pregnant women to avoid eating certain types of fish because the concentration of mercury are just too high to be considered safe. Also, a radioactive material has entered the marine food web. There is a greater risk of consuming highly radioactive fish. The food we eat can be either the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison, according to Anne Wicklore. The largest and most comprehensive etymological of study of nutrition, it was the China study by Dr. Colin Campbell. The New York Times seems the New York Times terms it as the Grand Prix of etymology. And some in the medical establishment said that study like this could never be done. Epidemiological study confirmed that a plant-based diet is the best diet for promoting optimum long-term health. When you look at the word of Yahweh, the study of our Creator's plan for Adam and Eve, previous insight in the lifestyle we were meant to live and the diet that we were created to eat. Yahweh placed Adam and Eve in the garden and gave them a vegan diet, Genesis 1:29. And further we divert from this diet and lifestyle, the worst will be the consequences or the repercussions. The three major killers of modern society, coronary heart disease, cancer, and stroke, can all be linked to what people eat and drink. Dr. B. Heslow, chief of the CSIRO, Division of Human Nutrition and Foundation, Social and Preventive Medicine, Monash University, according to National Academy of Sciences, 60% of all cancers in women and 40% in men are due to dietary and nutritional factors. I'll go on and I'm going to say a tip after I finish sharing this portion right here with you. So what should I eat? Okay, the answer to that is eat plenty of vegetables, fruit, whole grains, nuts, seeds, beans, and peas in as fresh a state as possible. Cultivate the habit of making variety of dark green leafy vegetables one of the main staples of your daily diet, as they are dense source of minerals and vitamins. The body is like the soil. If it is well mineralized, it is less likely to suffer invasion. Avoid genetically modified foods. Eating locally and according to the version is ideal. Finest source of nourishment for your body is eating fresh organic produce harvested straight from the garden. Commercial farming depletes the soil and is often picked before ripening and not fresh by the time you eat it. Growing a garden is the best investment you can make for yourself and your loved ones. It will be better for your health. It's better for the health of your loved ones to grow your own garden, to grow your own food. Then you know what you're putting on it, then you will know what is going in you, you're putting inside of you. You can do this in the smallest plot of land. You can even grow a few things indoor. Cook in stainless steel, glass, or ceramic. Avoid using microwave or aluminum cookware. Read the ingredients for packages you purchase. Foods that are the least processed with the fewest additives. The ingredients list should always be short. Avoid foods that contain artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, refined sugars, and monosodium glutamate, which is a neurotoxin that kills brain cells, MSG, and organize these disguises and avoid them. According to Raymond Francis M. SC, MIT, food, canned food is better avoided, even if the ingredient list seems fine because they commonly line the biohinol -A, an organic compound that may be associated with diabetes and heart disease. It is most important to avoid hydrogenic oils, trans fats, and heated oils. This includes most commercial vegetable oils. Commercial oils are harmful for your health because they generate destructive free radicals that cause havoc in the body and take the place of more nutritious foods. Even oils that do not have trans fat even have a ratio of omega 6 to omega 3. Essential fat is not ideal. The only safe oils to use are pressed extra virgin oils that generally need to be refrigerated after opening, are in mixture, whole and raw. Nuts, seeds, and their butters, olives, avocados, corn, etc. The optimum health diet should have a balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Some suggest that the ideal ratio is 1:1 or at least never more than for the average diet. The ratio is 10 to 20 times more omega-6 than omega-3. With time, this can lead to serious inflammatory health problems, including heart disease, anti-immune system diseases, and cancer. To accomplish a proper ratio, there needs to be a decrease in the consumption of fat, an increase in the consumption of omega-3 rich foods like chia seeds, walnuts, and green leafy vegetables.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were.
I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you, so before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here, life's not all fair, work till we fall dead, or going hard to earn like a poor bird. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her, Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. Keep Africa. The science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa. To liberate yourselves, Africa. Keep your heads up high. No more will we cry. Beautiful art thou, Africa. A legend of the bow, Africa.
The options at one meal, few, but vary as much as possible from meal to meal. Remember, not all foods are created equal. Educate yourself. Choose the healthiest options from the fruit, nuts, seeds, and whole grains available. Lunch can include a large salad, a large serving of green leafy vegetables, lightly steamed vegetables, a whole food starch, and a serving of beans. Good. I had a wonderful salad just the other day, and I posted it with a spinach salad, mushrooms, and the oil. I believe it was a vinaigrette dressing. It was delicious. Letting the salad fill at least half of your plate and eating it first before eating the leftover food is excellent for digestion and assimilation of nutrients. The ingredients in the salad should vary from meal to meal, but get creative. More colorful the vegetables, experimenting with lemon juice, avocado, nut or seed butter, purees, olive oil and or herb or of preference. If a third meal is still desired, it can be the highest meal of the day, consisting of a freshly extracted vegetable juice, a green fruit smoothie, or some fruit. Under the circumstances, when the brain is constantly taxed and there is a lack of physical exercise, eating plain food diet for a few days, often brings great relief to brain workers. Thank you.
Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them, chillababa, would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them,
no, we never let them go.
Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame.